Democrat Party is the party of child abuse. It's grooming children and sexualizing them. I'm anti-war.
Yeah. Come on in. The door's open.
It's grooming children and sexualizing them.
Milo? Oh, hang on. Let me get the door for you here. Hey, buddy. Sorry, I know. The doorknob's a bit high for you. Say, what do you got there? Well, you know, that's quite a contraption you got there. You've been building this thing yourself? Oh, yeah, so it's almost done, but you got a little problem with it then, huh?
Yeah. I can't get the tiny controller. It's tiny, and the tiny is tiny, and then it's a pink, and it's tiny, 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 and it's tiny.
Hold up. So, look, all right. So you say things acting crazy, and it's out of control. All right, well, let's have a look at it. Let's see what's going on there. Come on. All righty. Let me just set this down here. Okay. Now, let's see. What? Well, first of all, what the hell is this thing?
A kook detector.
A kook detector? What's a...
It's a butt heads.
Wait. It can tell you when there's a fruit and nut job in your vicinity? You mean it knows in advance?
Yeah. See, Nindo puts it down the bunny.
Oh, so you press that red clown nose looking button first, yeah?
And then it turns the menu.
And then dial in the kook level. Okay, you lost me. Kook level.
What?
Oh, so it's supposed to dial in the sensitivity of the device, but as it is right now, it just goes bonkers all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So what you've got is a threshold problem, little buddy.
Yeah, threshold.
Hold on. Let's have a look inside there, okay? Seems to me all you need is a jumper between a couple of pathways, okay? Let me just get the cover off of this here. Hey, nice job in there, Milo. Did you do all the cable management in there, too?
Eco helped.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, yeah, right there, see? Between C10 and C12, you see it? Well, there's your problem right there. It just needs a jumper. That way you can control the sensitivity of the thing.
Oh.
Here, let me go. Now, you can fix this for good later, but let me just put a small wire between here and here. And seriously, dude, that should do it. Put the case back on. Tell you what, let's try it and see if it reacts to this video I'm editing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see now. You press the red clown nose button, then dial in the threshold. You know, I'd put it maybe halfway, since she's not in the room here, just on the screen, yeah? Well, let's try it out. I'll start the video here and see what we get.
Cannot vote. How do you stand there and represent the Democrat Party as a father? And do you believe in genital...
Well, there you go!
Kook detector! Yay!
Congrats, little buddy. Your gizmo works. All right, well, let me just set the thing to the lowest possible threshold, yeah? You know, you don't want to go out there and have this thing go bat crap crazy on you.
Hey, Milt, can we get this segment of... Oh, hey! Hey, Milo. How you doing? What you got there? What?
Fuse box.
Okay, this is Fuse box number 211, Kook Carnival. And you? Look like you've had one too many rides on the Tilt-A-World.
A bit green in the gills there, buddy. You know, maybe you should sit down. Yeah, it's kind of how we're probably all going to feel during these next 2 years of Congress. Yeah. Hello, friends, and welcome in to this, the 211th edition of Fusebox, deliriously entitled Kook Carnival, because that's what it is. And more about that in a flash. I'm your big top performer in a lowbrow world, host Mark Rose, and over there, always ready for a good corn dog.
Hell, man, even a bad one is good.
A true believer.
Amen.
The godfather of the graphic EQ. Milt Keynes, everybody.
Well, thank you kindly.
So, did you have a good Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah. It was all eating and drinking and laying around feeling bloated for 3 days. Just the way I like it.
Well, that is kind of the American tradition.
How about you?
You know what? So good. I got to do it twice.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I spent some time with friends on Thanksgiving Day, and then on Saturday, did it all over again at a, quote, Friendsgiving, as it's been called.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Now, let me ask you, do you cook the friends the same way you do a turkey? You know, so many minutes per pound.
Inquiring minds want to know, do they? Huh?
Maybe.
Well, it was grand on both occasions, and as you know, I'm not a big fan of the approved and officially sanctioned holiday thing. You know, to me, many of them were just created by greeting card companies. Yeah. But this tradition, this Friendsgiving thing, yeah, I can get behind that. It's really a cool idea.
Well, yeah, glad that was a good time.
Yeah, and well, you know, for many, this time of year can be, how can we say it gracefully?
Like sitting on a fire ant mound covered in honey?
Yeah, the sting does ring a familiar bell, Mr. Kent. Yeah. I honestly think it stems a lot from expectations that are unrealistically placed on both ourselves and others.
Safe bet. I mean, the last thing you really want to do is sit around a table with a bunch of people who are all pissed off. We're all tensed out about that thing that happened, and then eat.
Yeah, not the best recipe for your digestion.
Yeah, no, I saw what you did there.
Well, they call me Mr. Continuity.
Just before they call you a cab.
Maybe. Well, we've got some fun things scheduled for this installment, friends. We've got a brand new entry into our ongoing spoken word series called Twisted Epiphanies. And this one was written by our own Regina Carroll. You won't want to miss that. We also have an exclusive sneak peek at a brand new segment that is designed for our Patreon subscribers called Paranormalizing. And we'll take a look at what has all the telltale signs of becoming a mad clown carnival in our soon-to-be-installed Congress. And, as they say, so much more. Stay with us, won't them?
Cheer up, it's not gonna be that bad. At least we'll have a good dinner.
The show for everybody. But not everybody will like it. TheFuseBoxShow.com.
And we are back, bro.
Thank you, sir. Hey, you know, just a quick reminder, friends. If you have not, or heaven forfend, don't even know, we have a splendid Instagram feed that you are invited to check out. You can find that located at Fusebox Show. There's no the in that name there, just at Fusebox Show. And check out all the wondrous stuff that's lurking there.
And, of course, the Facebook page is also available. A link to that is in the show notes down there.
Yeah, it is indeed. Speaking of social media ismness, Mint, we've got a new, semi-regular, exclusive segment coming to our Patreon page, and I wanted to give you all kind of a sneak peek at what that's all about, and basically shamelessly entice you to go over there and sign up.
Hell, for as little as $2 a month, too.
Yeah, I mean, $24 a year? Most folks spend that on Twizzlers. So it's a grand idea, and really helps us out here, for sure.
Keeps the Japanese pocket squirrels fed.
And they are very fussy eaters, let me tell you. But we digress. This new segment is called Paranormalizing. Yeah. And the idea here is to... Well, here's a sample. Well, greetings, friends. Mark Rose here, host of Fusebox. And welcome to the first installment of a semi-regular feature we'd like to call Paranormalizing. Well, you know what? You're probably a lot like me and have had some things happen to you over the course of your life that, well, can't be logically or practically explained. Maybe premonitions, odd sightings in the skies, even perhaps seeing apparitions. Though that might have been from the funny blue mushrooms your crazy Aunt Martha put in the chili. In any event, we've all had them, and this series is all about the recent crop of, quote, unexplained events type of show that are populating the various streaming services out there. Now, I want to say straight away that this is not a platform to debunk or otherwise disprove whatever claims are made on the various shows. My idea here was to take the 4 decades of post-production experience I have and shed a little light on the possible realities of a given sequence in one of these programs, to add an additional perspective for your consideration. Sound fair?
Oh, that's great.
Well, great. So let's start with this one. 28 Days Haunted, currently running on Netflix. Now, this one has 3 groups of paranormal investigators going to 3 different locations around the country to root out the strange and disturbing things that have been reported to be going on in these locations for years. Now, according to the true trailblazers of paranormal investigation, to get the fullest effect of these strange events, one should ideally be immersed in these haunted spaces for at least 28 days. It's also the gestation cycle of certain slime molds. But we'll save that for another show. So let's just take this first setup as an illustration. We're to believe from the start that these events that we're seeing, or not seeing, as the case may be, are happening in real time, right there in front of us as we tag along with these intrepid investigators. Now, let's just take an isolated incident as a starting point, shall we? We have our investigators discussing their strategy around a table, and all of a sudden, a noise was heard. They all react with surprise, and someone says,
"It came from upstairs."
At which point, they grab the assorted devices to measure ghost noises, presumably, and all race up the stairs, headed towards the direction of the strange, with a generous side of unearthly, noise. The camera team, which has been covering them since their arrival, also scurries up the stairs behind them. Naturally. But here is where it gets a little dicey, friends. The next shot is of our brave paranormalists entering the upstairs room where the strange and disturbing noise was heard, and we witness this entrance of our brave investigators from inside the upstairs room. Now, speaking of ghostly, how in fact did we get up there before the video crew, who was clearly trailing up behind them, as they ascended the stairs? Answer? Simple.
Hey, what's the deal, bro? I mean, I'm hanging on the edge of my seat here to find out what was gonna happen.
I know it. But to hear how this plays out, you really do have to head on over to our Patreon page and see the secrets of the universe revealed before your very eye.
Yeah, well, you know, it is kind of funny how we just kind of give over to the willful disbelief thing. You know what I mean?
But of course we do. We do it with virtually any movie or television program, with the books we read, and frankly, in recent days, some of us are doing it about past elections being stolen.
What the hell was that?
See how infectious this stuff is? Anyway, friends, that's a small sample of the kind of thing we'll be dealing with over there on the Patreon page. And in subsequent episodes, we're going to talk about these paranormal gadgets that are used to hear the voices of spirits and other anomalies of the spirit realm.
So you think there's like some Home Depot for paranormal researchers?
Well, I'm sure there is, Mr. Keynes. The devices that were being used in that series I was referring to, 28 Days Haunted, well, clearly they were made by some outfit. They're not cobbled together by a do-it-yourselfer. They've got REM pods and EMF meters and the now famous Spirit Box, which purports to be able to let you hear the voices of spirits trapped within the white noise of radio frequencies.
Really?
Well, that's what they say, Mr. Keynes. Yeah. So we're going to talk gizmos on another episode, so come on over to the Patreon page and check it out.
And that's located at patreon.com/thefusebox show. That, too, is linked in the show notes.
Yeah, so speaking of desiccated corpses.
Wait, Senator Rick Scott is here?
No, but he's a great candidate for sure, and for true. No, we have a wonderfully macabre little tale to spin for you here, masterfully crafted by our own social media maven, Regina Carroll. And I think you're really going to dig this. Here's Vampire.
Oh, well, she's pale. It's not like a sad basement pale. No, it's more like a pissed moonlight white and kind of fresh off a page describing some dark, stormy night. Presumably, she's on her way out because she's posing at the bus stop, the only one in town. Now that's interesting. The 32 picks folks up from downtown and takes them to the mall, or you know, the epicenter of cultural fracking, but you know, that's okay, because it's pretty. And Starbucks, ooh, that spaceship, takes us to that land of forgetting. It's a place where conversations live like puffs on a pipe, and the pumpkin spice is king and wielding power unimaginable. Yeah, you know, I don't know what vampires drink. I mean, I'm not a vampire, and I don't presume to know why she's posing like that in the rain. Did her hip pop into that position 1,000 years ago, and she's been rusting to death ever since? Truthfully, she looks more alive than that. And these days, gosh, that can mean a myriad of things. And oh my God, God. She's deflating. Oh. Hashtag sad face.
Holy carp.
Yeah. How about that one?
Well, we went from the mall to the living dead in less than a minute.
Well, some would argue that malls are a place for the living dead. Lots of fun there. I like the kind of you are there feel to this. It's almost like you're riding along with her in the car.
Yeah, I'd be looking for a way to exit the vehicle.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of desiccated corpses.
Wait, Senator Rick Scott is here?
Wait, didn't we,
Wait a minute. Yeah, wait. That feels familiar, but I don't know.
Well, welcome to the show that never ends.
The Democrat Party is the party of child abuse. It's the party that represents grooming children and sexualizing them in school.
I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result.
If you lose, will you accept that?
I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result.
The races will always be called for the Democrat candidate when they've collected enough votes to win. And in many of these states...
Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people.
Ah, yes, friends. The next 2 years will prove to be even more interesting than the last six have been for the Congress of these United States.
Well, not sure how united they are at present.
Well, there's one faction in there that's assuredly united in delusion. And we can expect to see more of that come January.
You know, speaking of January, that J6 committee is supposed to have a report submitted or levy a fine or file for bankruptcy or something, yeah?
Oh, indeed. And probably more urgency now, in fact, because the incoming House members will surely dismantle that process and, start looking under everyone's bed for Hillary Clinton's emails and dead South American presidents running voting machine scams.
Yeah, and on top of that, that wacko in Colorado looks to have taken back her seat.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert. Well, the sad thing is there, her opponent, he conceded a bit prematurely, perhaps, but I think a recount is mandated by the state law anyway, so I don't know. We'll just have
I'm
to...
I'm telling you, man, with all that redistricting going on there, it's even more amazing that the race was as close as it was in so many parts of the country.
Yeah, because it was only 500 votes between them.
Yeah. Even the GOP are saying that it was a washout election-wise for them. Even with all the goalpost moving they did. I think their next strategy will be only old white guys can vote.
Yeah, they've got real splintering going on in that party right now. It's not going to be easy keeping the crazies in check.
Yeah, especially since several of them are like heads of major committees, like Jim Jordan.
You know, I've heard it discussed that there's actually a move to get certain Democrats out of influential committees by banning them outright, someone had reported.
That's just crazy. With a capital fascist.
Well, I gotta think that the Democrats see this coming and must have something in the works to combat this insanity.
Yeah, better hope so. I mean, this is the kind of turbulence that can shear the wheels clean off the democracy wagon, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all in for a rather prolonged spell of vigilance, I think.
And man, we have got to get some consequences delivered here, you know?
Yeah.
That orange lunatic is still walking around insulting federal judges, threatening them in some cases, and making billion-dollar deals with the Saudis for real estate development, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I know. It looks like nothing is happening. But the good news there is progress with these things of this sort of magnitude. It's best to have all your hugely big ducks in a row because you can bet there will be obstruction and delay attempts at every step of the way in this thing. The DOJ and all the other legal entities connected to the, what is it now, 11,723 legal cases hovering around Orange Guy. Well, many, like the one regarding stolen documents and actually a little oversight of the J6 stuff, that's all been handed off to a special counsel. And as I understand, trial date is set as well.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like those GOP members who still evidently have a conscience were saying the other day, if we had voted to convict this idiot during the last impeachment hearing, he'd have been out of our hair for good.
Well, hindsight is 20/20.
It's just too damn bad they didn't listen to the folks on their side of the aisle who had that hindsight ahead of time.
Like we say, friends, it's going to be a coup carnival for the next couple of years, evidently. So it's best to remain vigilant and, above all, using as much critical thinking as possible, because these waters may get muddy.
And a little stupid.
And a little stupid as time goes on.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget to investigate the cannibal vampires running rampant in the halls of Congress. You'll know them. They're the ones in the red jumpsuits with antlers.
And on that note, that I think is really X minor flat 5, we'll call it a show, friends, but not before thanking our contributors on this edition of the show. Regina Carroll for twisting the epiphany real good. To Dre O'Brien for downright upstanding ID pronunciation. Thanks ever so grandly as well to the grand master of gain staging over there, Milk Keynes, for technical assistance and so forth and so on.
Pleasure's always. And folks, if you haven't subscribed as yet to this here show, well, you should be summarily whipped. But after that, click the subscribe button and, hell, leave us a review too. I know, sounds nuts, but it really does help the cause here.
It most surely does, as does a visit to the Fusebox store, cleverly linked in the show notes and equally accessible from the Fusebox website, thefuseboxshow.com, and from our Facebook and Instagram pages, too. And also, like that.
Yeah, got all kinds of swag there. You'll be happier than a Japanese pocket squirrel and a peanut butter tsunami.
Peanut butter! Yay!
Yes, you, they, will, are. I have been your attempting to change the tires on the clown car with a banana host, Mark Rowe, saying, until our next cartoon.
Fuse.